Welcome to Conservative and Chic. Today I welcome disability advocate, conservative activist, and my good friend, Nicole Naspis. Thank you so much for joining the show, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm
Awesome.
very excited to be here.
I'm very excited to have you. We've been friends for a little while, so I'm really excited to have you on here. You are such an have such an inspirational story, so excited to have you on here. I wanted to start by asking you how you got involved in politics. We kind of talked earlier about this, and kind of a fun story. You're kind of a lot like me, how you got involved. So can you tell me how you got involved in politics?
Well, I got involved in politics when I started working social studies in school. And the night it wasn't happening, I wanted to do something more about it. But I couldn't, I was too young. But after high school, I decided, ooh, I want to register to vote. And so I was excited about that. But after 2020 election, I wanted to do something more because I was really frustrated what is going on.
Absolutely. And you've had some really fun experiences. Can you kind of tell us one that's like one of your favorite experiences being involved in politics so far?
My favorite thing, I got to meet Kim Reynolds, and we became really good friends. And my second favorite is I got to meet President Trump in Mason City. The greatest thing I got to do with him, I got to pray with him.
Amazing.
He said yes.
That is amazing. He is brilliant and interesting person. A lot of being in Iowa, we get some cool experiences to be able to meet someone. And I would have to say meeting Governor Reynolds is one of my favorite experiences too. She is such a great role model to me and mentor. And I am so grateful that she's leading our state. So it definitely would be a highlight for me too, for sure. The next question I have is, you recently was appointed to the state Iowa DD Council. Congratulations on that. That is awesome. And they could not have picked a better person to represent our state. Can you tell us how you got appointed? What kind of happened to get you on there? That's awesome.
I got appointed like in July by Kim Reynolds, and but you had to apply for it on a website called Telebank, it's called. It takes a while to get appointed because there's people on there. It is a 3-year term, and the stuff I've been working on, like for people with disabilities, can't work full-time jobs because they will take our Medicaid or our Social Security away from us if we work too much.
And you actually were talking to me earlier, the last time we talked, and you're kind of involved in that. There's a bill that's being trying to be passed to help with that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's called Work Without Worry. It was sponsored by Josh Kirk, but somebody else has to sponsor it now because he's running for US Senate right now.
That's amazing. And thank you for doing that. I think it's so important that we get involved and help because there's a lot of struggles that they don't know. And it's so important that councils like that get involved. Speaking of that, what fun projects have you been involved with since you started? What kind of fun things have you done?
We had 2 meetings so far.
Great.
I haven't been, I've been just working hard for this session coming out next year, January of 2026. Did you hear about the Department of Education, like special ed layoffs?
I haven't. You want to talk a little bit about that? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, since the government is shut down right now, there's definitely a lot of layoffs of the Department of Special Ed.
Oh, but thank you for letting us know that.
And it's found out today.
Oh wow. Well, hopefully this
Know
stays
why
down.
people are saying Trump did it.
Oh, it's always that. It's always, the blame game, right? And I hope we can get involved. And I mean, hopefully this ends relatively soon. I think we're on like day 13, I believe. I
Yeah.
don't know. It's hard. It keep can't keep track. It's, but I think they're supposed to come back tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get something going pretty soon for that.
Yeah. If people want to know, they can take action by calling your Congress.
Very good. Very good. And all you would have to do that is just Google your congressman. If you don't know your congressman, you can Google a congressman in your state or senate in your state. The best thing to do is to contact them and let them know to work for you, especially those who are continuing to vote against keeping the government open, prolonging this as much as possible for their own political gains. So definitely get out there and do that. Luckily in Iowa, we have some great representation and people who are willing to keep it open and fighting to keep it open. So I'm grateful for them. But we do have some others in other states that are trying their hardest to prolong this and keep it keep it prolonging, keep it closed. And we need
Yes,
it open.
like Chuck Schumer.
Yes, exactly. He is one of those. I guess that's what you call we're calling it the Schumer shutdown. But
Yes, he needs to go.
he does, and I think he is going to be primaried in New York. I think AOC is probably going to be one of that's going to, if not, I'll be relatively surprised. But I think that's why he's fighting so hard to stay relevant and fighting so hard because he knows how far left New York has always been, but it seems like it's going further left. So definitely, it's definitely Schumer is one of them. We definitely call his office, let him know to stop prolonging this and do his job for the American people. So,
I definitely will do that.
this airs on October 21st. So, hopefully, this will all be ancient history by the time this airs. But we're definitely going to do our best to make sure that that happens by the time this airs. We need to get our government running. We need to pay our troops. We need to have efficiency in our government. We need to keep it running smoothly to help those that need government aid as well. So let's get it open. And
Yes.
one of the questions I have for you is we're talking about government, but also I want to turn to faith. You and I have talked about faith a lot. I wrote my book, Butterfly Chronicles, based on how faith impacted my journey with disability. Can you talk a little bit about how your faith has helped you through your ups and downs, especially since you started in politics? It can have its ups and downs. So can you talk a little bit about your faith? You have a great pastor. He had sent me a nice message a while back. So I just wanted to talk about that and how great your pastor is too.
Oh yes, he is nice.
He definitely is. He sent me a
Which
nice
one is it? 'Cause we have two.
I'm trying to remember. He sent me a note on YouTube. I think it's Pastor Kent. Is that Ken? Maybe it begins with a K. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Oh, that's not my pastor.
Okay, because he said it's, maybe it was some. Let me see. I'm gonna send a message here. One moment. I'm gonna look it up because he sent me a message. Okay.
His name is Pastor Adam or Eric.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, he just says, I'm so glad you're going to have Nicole on, Pastor Kurt. Can you
Oh.
see? So I'm wondering if it might be someone that you knew in the past, but he was just like, I'm so glad you're having. So it might be just a mutual friend then. I thought it was your pastor. So I apologize, but he's really nice.
Okay.
But he's like pastor. But can you tell us a little bit about how your faith is helping you through some of the ups and downs of politics?
Well, my grandma was into her faith a lot. So I was very close to her. And I got into like a Christian-based church because my friend invited me to a youth group, and I liked that a lot. I've been off and on with church when I was in college, and I came back and COVID hit, and I came back to my home church after COVID. And in 2020, of August 1st, I got baptized in the lake to rededicate my faith of God, because he told me to do that because COVID was very hard for my family. He wanted to me be a leader for my family and people who I know, to make sure God is with you.
Absolutely. And I'm so, and he, I can see what he's doing for you. And you are such an inspiration and such a ray of sunshine to our party. You do so much to lift other people up. I can see how he's working through you. And I'm so grateful that you rededicated. I did the same thing after COVID as well. My mom had passed away, and we always had a strong faith, but after she passed away, I rededicated myself to my faith too and baptized. We had it's called an immersion baptism at my church. I am a member of Sunnybrook in Sioux City, and we have a dedicate a service to immersion baptisms, and it's incredible to watch. It's incredible to see so many people who even are in the audience who are moved to come in and be a part of this, and maybe not have the desire to do it until they see it, until they are moved by him, by our God, to sit there and say, yeah, it's time for me to do this. It's time to focus on my faith. And so I rededicated myself to about 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now. So kind of same thing. And it's just a powerful, peaceful moment between you and your pastor and those loved ones who are around you. And such an amazing, inspiring moment for me, it was, and something I'm very grateful that I did, and it's changed my life for the better, for sure.
That's awesome, because I never became a member of a church before until 2022 of Prayer Lake Open Bible Church.
Very neat. And it's, I think a lot of people, we're seeing that now with after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, we're seeing so many people our age and younger that are being moved to the church. And I know you've done some amazing things. You're doing something tomorrow night. We're recording on Monday night here, and tomorrow on the October 14th, it would have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday, and you are doing something pretty special for that. I know this is going to air after that, but I want to talk about that because I think it's so amazing what you're doing. Can you tell us what you're going to be doing for his birthday celebration tomorrow night?
I'm going to be hosting it at my church youth center in Clear Lake. We are gonna roll something on the TV for
Very.
his birthday, and after that, we are going to Perkins to eat some pancakes for him because he loved pancakes.
He did, yep. And I think it's such an amazing event. One of the things it, for my listeners may not know, they're doing a alternative halftime show. So during the Super Bowl in February, instead of watching Bad Bunny, you can watch this amazing lineup. I have no idea who's going to be on there, but I know it's going to be some amazing speakers. So be sure to put that on your calendar as well. And I want to
Gonna be there.
You're going to be there?
No, I said I know who is gonna be
Oh,
there.
you want to tell us? I didn't know. You want to tell us who's going to be there?
Yes, Kid Rock, Jason
Awesome.
Aldean, Ringgit Wood, big John Rich,
Okay. Very.
And that rapper,
Oh,
forgot his name.
yeah, I think I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of it either.
He's a Christian rapper.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
Starts with
about,
an F.
but I can't think of it. Yeah, trying to think. I'll have.
And Travis Tritt.
Oh wow, that's incredible! Now that is a halftime show, especially with Kid Rock. Kid Rock is. He has so much talent, and John Rich from Big and Rich, and you got Travis Tritt from the 90s. So there's something for everyone on that too. And I really think it's
I'm
the
probably gonna watch that one.
I'm going to as well, definitely. And I know you're a Vikings fan, and I'm a Bears fan, so
That's why Terry Kirk is.
yep. I my whole family on my dad's side are Bears fans, so hopefully, one of our teams make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes, that would be awesome.
and I just kind of want to finish up with just is there anything you wanted to talk about that I didn't, address, or anything you want to say about, your involvement, or anything you want to say that we didn't touch?
I just sent a letter to Erica Kirk on Friday,
Oh wow, that's amazing.
and I told her I want to start a Turnpoint USA chapter for people with disabilities,
Yes, I remember
and
us
I
talking
got na
about that. And you
the
have a
name for
really,
it.
yes, I was just going to say, you're telling me you have a really cool name. You want to tell us what you wanted, or you want to keep it a little secret for right now?
Oh, I can tell.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is going to be called Ability Over Disability.
I love that. When you told me that, I thought that was the perfect name for it. And I think it'd be great because there's so many chapters out there. There's over 130 now that are have submitted requests for chapters. And I think it's going to get even stronger, and the movement's going to be even stronger. If you haven't, I know many people have who listened to this, I hope, have went back and listened to some of Charlie's speeches and what he stood for. He's incredible, and he's inspiring a lot of people to stand up and do some amazing things. And Erica, his wife, is taking over Turning Point USA, and she's going to be even stronger and better for, I won't say better, but stronger. She's an incredible person, and she's going to be guided by her faith, and I'm going to be guided by Charlie for sure, watching her from above and guiding that. So,
Yeah, he is watching all of us.
absolutely. And so, I want to thank you so much for joining. We've been trying to do this for a while, and I appreciate your friendship. I'm so glad I got to meet you a few years ago at Faith and Freedom, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. And we live quite a ways apart from each other, but we're still in the same state. But I look forward to seeing you soon. And thank you so much for joining my
Yes, we
podcast.
should go to American Fest sometime.
We should definitely do that. Absolutely. We should talk about that soon, definitely. And if for those who don't know what America Fest is, it's in December, and it's sponsored by Turning Point, and it's kind of like CPAC in a lot of ways, if you like a sort of political action conference, but it's definitely faith guided, and they're going to have some amazing speakers, and they're having it in Phoenix, Arizona this year. So definitely look that up if you haven't yet. So as well. So again, thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.